Shalom, this is Alex Israel. I'm delighted to be with you to start a new Sefer of Chumash, Sefer Devarim. We're going to talk a little bit about Rishon and Sheni, and specifically Sheni, where we see the famous line where Moshe says, Lo uchal levadi se'etetchem, I cannot carry you alone. And the line that we read in the Echatzun, Echa esa levadi. How can I carry alone all of your travail, all of, I can't carry you, all of your arguments? This is Moshe reflecting back on the time in which he couldn't continue anymore. And he found the burden of leadership too great. But I ask you, which event is he referring to? If I think about what he could be talking about, maybe he's thinking about the parsha in Bahalotcha, in Bamidbar, chapter 11, where indeed he said a very, very similar thing. He turned round to God and said, Lama hariot al avdecha, lama lo matati chayim benecha, lasumet masa kol ha'amazeh alai. The same thing. You put this burden of the people on me. And in chapter Bamidbar chapter 11 verse 14, Lo uchal anochi levadi laset et kol ha'am hazeh. I cannot alone carry all this people. Ki kaved mimeni, because it is too heavy for me. Moshe seems then to be reflecting back on that moment as they were leaving Har Sinai, in which he lost his confidence, and he just found the notion of leading such a diverse and restless nation, he just found it all too much. And the fact that this might be related back to Bahalotcha fits very well with Devarim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Zayin, where, or Valben Zayin, where this is sort of historically inserted at the moment in which they leave Har Sinai. Hashem Elokeinu diber eleinu b'chorev leimor, Rav lachem shevet b'har hazeh, God said to us at Chorev, enough being at this mountain, panu su lachem, go and travel, go on your journeys to Eretz Yisrael. And it seems like this is the historical juncture, just as we're leaving Mount Sinai, just as we're embarking on the great mission to Eretz Yisrael, that Moshe has his leadership failure, his leadership crisis, in which case Moshe is reflecting about Parshat Balotcha, Bamidbar, chapter 11. But here we're going to encounter a severe problem, because let's look at the solution which is offered here in Devarim. Havu lachem anashim chachamin unvonim v'yudu'im neshifteichem. Bring men who are wise and who are have insight and who are known to your tribes, and let me put them on your at your leadership. And you said, that is great. And I take the heads of your tribes, sarei alafim, sarei meot, sarei chamishim, sarei asarot, officers of thousands, officers of hundreds, officers of fifties and of tens, v'shotrim l'shifteichem, and officials for your tribes. And I told them, Shemoa ben echeichem ushvatem tzedek ben ishu ben achivu ben gero lotakiru panim b'mishpat. Here, we are not hearing what happens in Bahalotcha, because if you remember, in Bahalotcha, what was the solution that Moshe was given? Not only was the solution of the quail, but the 70 elders who experienced prophecy. What Moshe seems to be reflecting on here is a very different episode, and that is the episode of Yitro in Shemot chapter 18, where in Shemot chapter 18, if you recall, Yitro came along. It wasn't Moshe who had a crisis, but Yitro, who came to the camp, and he did say to him, Lo tov hadavar asher ata oseh, it is not good what you're doing, Navolti bol, you're going to wear out, Kaved mincha hadavar, it is too heavy for you, Lo tuchal asahu levadecha, you can't do this alone. But what he was meant to find was people who are sonei betza, who hate bribery, and sarei alafim, sarei meot, sarei chamishim, and sarei asarot, v'shaftu et ha'am. Here, the response is judicial. And here is my basic question that I have about the parasha in Devarim. Upon what historical event is Moshe reflecting? Is he reflecting on the historical juncture of Bamidbar chapter 11, when they were about to leave Har Sinai, or they had just left, and Moshe and the people wanted meat, or they wanted something else, and Moshe said, I can't cope with leading alone this entire nation? And if we read Bamidbar, the solution there is 70 elders who will experience prophecy. Or are we talking about the story of Yitro, where they appoint a judiciary, they appoint lower courts which are going to deal with the easier cases, as is said by Yitro, Kol hadavar hagadol yaviu eilecha v'chol hadavar hakaton yishpetu heim. All the difficult things will be brought to you, Moshe, and all of the trivial things they will judge. V'hakel me'alecha. What's happening here in Devarim? Moshe, is he sort of having a moment where he's sort of, it seems like what he's doing is merging two historical events. One, the legal advice, the legal system instigated by Yitro, and the other, the leadership crisis of Bahalotcha. And if Moshe is mixing these two events, then what exactly is he trying to communicate in Devarim? I think there's an easy answer to this. Devarim is Moshe's final speech, and I imagine that the people are seized with a certain degree of anxiety at the loss of the great leader who has led them for 40 years. The idea of transitioning from a leader who has led you for 40 years to a new leader who is untried and untested is something which makes the people themselves very nervous. I recall when I was much younger, I spent my teenage years in England, living in Thatcherite Britain, and Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, was the Prime Minister of England for 14 years. I remember the day that she resigned, that she stood down towards the end of her third term. And she had really been this. She was a very, very overbearing character, a very strong leader. And there was really a sense, who can lead after Margaret Thatcher? In fact, the Prime Minister who followed her didn't last too long, because Be'emet, who could really fill her shoes? And it would take a while to transition to a new leader. I certainly don't envy Yehoshua having to step into the shoes that Moshe has occupied for 40 years. How exactly does a person take over after the great leader Moshe? And it could well be then that at the entrance to Devarim, on the opening page, Moshe decides to share two instances in which his leadership was shared with others. Two instances. He starts off at the very inception by saying, you know, there were moments where I, as the leader, could not cope, where the burden was too great for me. And what did I do? I shared my leadership to others, whether it was in the judicial sphere in Parshat Yitro, or whether it was in the leadership sphere when we appointed 70 elders. I am dispensable. I am dispensable. There will be leadership after me. And it could be that this is yet another manifestation of Moshe's incredible anava, Moshe's incredible humility. That he starts off his speech. This is a speech which takes place just 37 days before he is about to die. We're told in the opening lines of Devarim that he starts this in the 11th month. And we say that Moshe died on Zion Adar. So he's got 36 days in which to prime the people. That's the time span, 36 days in which Devarim is spoken. But the first thing he tells us out of the whole of Devarim is, there have been lots of moments where I haven't been able to cope, and other people have replaced me. I am quite confident that Yehoshua will be able to replace me too. I am going to go the way of all men, but you are still going to be led. This is not something new. This is not something unexpected. All the way back 40 years ago, I had the same experience. And you have other leaders who are very capable of taking you forward successfully. and they will do that. And when I'm gone, you will still be led with confidence and with wisdom. That's our Dvar Torah for Rishon and Sheni this week. Have a great week.